You may have heard the ad running this morning, actually, for the Kmart Wishing Tree appeal that they do each Christmas, and in conjunction with the Salvation Army. It's actually launched a bit early this year, and that's obviously due to a lot of factors. We thought we'd catch up with Andrew Walker from the Bendigo Salvos to have a chat about that. Andrew, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Robert. How are you?
Very well. So how have you found things over these past several months in relation to the needs of people in Central Victoria?
Yeah, it's been definitely a challenging time. What we have found is that we're finding a lot of people that are doing it tough that have never been in that position before. Losing jobs or losing work because of the pandemic has really put a pressure on a lot of families that have never had to go through that before.
Do you think, too, that like people have changed their thoughts in terms of they're not as concerned or worried to reach out now? If they need to reach out, they will, and they understand that there are organisations like yourself, like Bendigo Food Share, others who are there to help. And I guess, to put it bluntly, there's nothing to be ashamed about to reach out.
No, that's right. I think that we still come across people that still struggle to ask for help, but we say very clearly that's why we're here. Like, most people at some point in their life go through some sort of struggle, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help. If you feel sick, you go to the doctor. If you're doing it tough financially, don't be afraid to ask for help, because that's what the Australian spirit's all about, helping each other out.
Yeah. And with the Wishing Tree appeal, is there any particular type of product or whatever that people people most need, or is it really pretty much anything?
We generally every year get lots of toys and gifts that are suitable for young children. We often struggle though with gifts for teenagers. You see the soft little toy and you go, oh, isn't that cute, and people will give those to us. But yeah, teenagers, it's sort of that 10 to 15 age bracket, we do struggle at times for gifts for that age group. So, yeah.
I guess, in fairness, people with teenagers who've got plenty of dough still struggle to come up with presents for that age group too. It is a bit of an awkward age, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is, and especially nowadays when a lot of the things you might have been your go-tos, like CDs and all that, are all online now. It's not like there's physical CDs, but it is always a challenge. But one of the good things with the Wishing Tree is people can donate money if they're not sure about what gift to buy. So they can either buy a gift and put it under the tree, or they can give at the register or anything like that.
I guess on the other side of the coin, one thing that I've noticed just in general is that the people who can give are far more willing to give during this, because I think there is a lot more compassion for people who are doing it tough.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year this year, because the reality is everyone's been affected by the pandemic, and it's hard to know just how widespread those effects are. So whether a lot of people that normally would donate are doing it tough themselves and maybe actually needing to receive help this year could be a possibility. But overall, people are always generous, and it's amazing how sometimes when people have very little, they still want to give something to help others.
Yeah. But I guess, in closing, fair to say, you blokes are, as always, busy.
Yeah, it always ramps up around late November into December. Like, we normally in December will help three times as many people in that month than any other month of the year. So, yeah, we're just sort of preparing, getting ready for the Christmas rush, as you might say.
Yeah, well, we wish you well, and thanks as always, and appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat this morning, Andrew.
No problem, thank you.
Good on you. Andrew Walker from the Bendigo Salvos joining us on the Wake Up Call.